No!
You're at home. The lights flicker. Your phone dies. No internet, no signal, no warning. Then, everything goes dark. Not for a minute, not for an hour, but for days, maybe weeks. No news, no banking, no water pressure, no gas, no traffic lights, no 9/11, no refrigeration, no medicine, just silence and panic. They taught you to fear viruses. But what if the next global crisis isn't biological, but electrical? It won't be a lockdown. They'll call it Day X, and it might already be scheduled. Electricity is the invisible bloodstream of modern life, but it's also the most fragile. Lately, it's been failing, on purpose or by design. Rolling blackouts, grid collapses, warnings from DHS, Pentagon, and FBI about cyber threats. They say it's just strain, but zoom out, and it looks like a dress rehearsal. This isn't just about storms or surges. It's about preparation for something bigger. The US grid is aging. Most transformers are over 40 years old. No redundancy, critical parts imported, mostly from China. One cyber attack, one solar flare, one false flag, and the lights go out. Not in a village, not in a city, nationwide. And here's what's chilling. They've simulated it. Back in 2015, GridX3 played out a total blackout scenario nationwide. They studied the chaos. They mapped the collapse. They never released the results. Why? Because they know. Hospitals last 72 hours on backup. Water needs pumps. Gas stations need electricity. Grocery stores? No refrigeration. No delivery. Within 24 hours, shelves empty. Within 72, panic. Within 7 days, cities unravel. This won't be a glitch. It'll be an opportunity. Want food? Scan your digital ID. Want money? Wait for the reboot unless your account is flagged. Want to travel? Get verified first. Darkness becomes compliance. The World Economic Forum, same group behind Event 201 before COVID, now warns of a cyber pandemic. Not if, but when. And when it hits, they say COVID will look like a minor disturbance. We saw what happened in 2020. Small businesses crushed, surveillance normalized, free speech restricted. Now, imagine that playbook, triggered by a blackout. And they can blame anyone, Russia, China, hackers, climate extremists, pick your villain. Because in the dark, truth vanishes. They control the story, they control the fix, they control who gets power. So, why now? Extreme heat, the perfect excuse. Soaring energy prices, justification. Public frustration, leverage. And fear, the fastest way to reshape society. Remember post 9/11 laws, COVID mandates? Now, imagine laws passed. When the lights are off and no one's watching, you'll be fumbling for flashlights. They'll be rewriting reality. But truth is, Day X was never the threat. It was the test. Because when communication dies, so does resistance. What's left? Silence, obedience, control. They condition you to see blackouts as inconvenient. A stormy night, a candlelit dinner, a temporary nap for the grid. But imagine 3 days, 5, 10, medication spoiled, bank inaccessible, food gone, law replaced by fear, and the ones responsible, still online, still guarded, still watching. This isn't a breakdown, it's a takeover. The scariest part? Most won't see it until it's too late, because desperation breeds compliance. They'll register for rations, line up for IDs, obey emergency mandates, trade freedom for light. And when power returns, you'll never be in the dark again, because they'll be watching, always. So, is Day X just a possibility, or is it a plan? The warnings are there, the pieces are placed, the tests have begun. Are we prepping for an outage, or are they prepping for a reset? You decide.